Everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
Let's get it.
Okay, okay. All right, it is 5 o'clock on Tuesday, April the 9th, otherwise known as the day after the eclipse, 2024. And it is time for us to start this meeting at the Planning and Zoning Committee of the City of Woodway, Texas. The first order on our agenda after this call to order is inviting the members of the public if they would like to make a public comment on an item that does not have a public hearing, and we do not have any public hearing scheduled. So if either of you gentlemen would care to comment or have anything to say to our commission, you're welcome to do so at this time.
We think you're doing a great job. That's it.
Thank you very much. All right, then we will get this moving on.
Nice to hear.
All right. And so, first of all, we need to consider an action on the minutes from the meeting of March the 26th, 2024. Those minutes were included in your packet. So if you would like to take a moment to look at those, and if you have, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that
There needs to be a correction because Nancy Fenner was here.
She was indeed.
Nancy Fenner was here. She was kind of absent, so that needs to be corrected.
Okay.
I believe it.
So we need to say
that? Yes.
Okay. So I'll make a motion and we approve those minutes and also make the correction that Nancy was here. Was there?
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Mm-hmm. All right. The minutes from the March 26th meeting are approved. The next item on the agenda that we have is discussion and considering an action on approval of a preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Chadwick Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a subdivision of all that tract of land in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, out of the Moses Allen Survey, abstract number 48, and being all of that called 0.383 acres of land described in a deed to Julius C. Dunlap and wife Cynthia A. Dunlap, recorded in volume 1556, page 242 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas. So, all right.
Hello, commissioners. Thank you very much. And I'm considerably shorter than John, so I'm going to lower that just a little bit for the short people. All right. This item is a preliminary plat of tract acreage on Chadwick Drive. The tract holds an existing single-family residence. It was built in 1956, but the previous plat for this property was never recorded. City staff is recommending a conditional approval, and in your packet, you will find the city engineer's letter addressing the missing items and corrections that will be required. Once these items are addressed, of course, this plat will be brought back before the commission for approval.
I just have one question about that. Mm-hmm. Is the name of the wife, is that Cynthia A. Dunlap? It is showing as Cynthis.
Yes, it is Cynthia.
So that should be Cynthis. And it is also a conditional approval.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Any discussion on this?
This is just to give it a lot block legal description, correct?
Yes.
Great.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, Keisha. Did I say
Keisha? Yes, ma'am.
Any for Keisha? All right. Okay. Is there any? Thank you for that information. Any further discussion on this matter? Would anyone like to make a motion to a conditional approval on this matter?
I'll make a motion of approval of the preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of Chadwick Addition, City of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas, being a subdivision of all that tract of land in the City of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas, out of the Moses Allen Survey, abstract number 48, and being all that called 0.383 acres of land, described in a deed to Julius C. Dunlap and wife. Recorded in volume 1556, page 242 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas.
And for the record, that's conditional approval?
And with the condition.
Okay. Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. Opposed? All right, then the item number 4 on the agenda is approved. So we will move on to item number 5, which is a discussion and considering action on also a conditional approval, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes,
ma'am. The preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1, Old Oak Creek addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being all of that called 0.808-acre Track 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230282800 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56-acre track, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483575 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor addition to the city of Woodway, recorded in Volume 1421, page 4 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Hale Drake addition to the city of Woodway, recorded in Volume 1739, page 444 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas. So, all right. Well, a lot of reading tonight.
Yes, ma'am, it is. This item is a preliminary plat for multiple planned commercial lots and tract acreage between Oak Creek Drive and Old McGregor Road. The bank currently operating out of a building on the lot fronting Oak Creek Drive owns all of these properties, and this will combine the 5 separate properties, lots, and tracts into one lot. City staff is recommending a conditional approval, and the city engineer's letter is attached detailing the missing items and corrections. And of course, once those items are addressed, the plat will be returned to you for your approval.
All right, thank you very much. Right. Any discussion about this item? Any questions?
So, what are they going to do? I mean, what are they going to do with all these lots?
The intent at this point is to submit an application for development and an application for site development to build a larger bank on the Old McGregor side and then remove the existing building that they are operating from. They wanted to replat the properties into one large lot to clarify any issues that would come up during site development regarding setbacks and things of that nature, and just kind of clean up everything as a whole before that went into
process. Still going to retain ownership of the property?
Yes, they are. They intend to build a bank on the back area and then tear down the front building.
And when they tear down that front building, are they going to just develop it in like a parking lot, or are they just going to develop it?
We don't know yet. They've not submitted the plans at this point. We just have a very vague idea of how they're going to do things. This is just their first step. There are a lot of things during that process that have to be considered, setbacks and such, and it makes it a lot easier if this is all one big platted piece of property.
I got you.
Is this behind the dry cleaning, right?
Yes, it's in that area. You can see the building here at the front that they're operating out of already, and it goes all the way back to the back where the old, there was a mechanic shop that was back there. They've torn down all of those metal buildings. It's all open space all the way back to Old McGregor Road.
Goes behind the oil change and the pet shop.
I'm now so confused. I thought I knew where this was.
If you turn into HEB.
Right.
If you look to HEB, there's going to be right in front of you, it's going to be kind of like a white building.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that building. So it's by HEB.
So, right.
Yes, ma'am.
And then if you look behind that, there's a big vacant. They just tore down a bunch of metal building. It's like a big storage building.
And the pet store's over here.
Right. Pet store's
okay.
On the corner down there.
I'm okay now.
Oil change and then the pet store.
Okay. I know where this
is. But that big... Right.
There was a mechanic shop there that had a fire not long ago, and they purchased all of that property from them and have torn down all of those buildings.
Mm-hmm. He was there forever.
Yes.
Questions for Keisha? Any other discussion on this also? All right. Any comments, questions? You would like to make a motion on this matter for this conditional approval?
I'll make a motion for conditional approval of preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1, Old Oak Creek addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas. Do I need to read the whole thing? Being all of that called 0.80 acre track 2, described in the deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 202302828 of the official public records of McLennan County, and all of that called 1.56-acre tract deed, described in the deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 202204-8357 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Edition to the City of Woodway, recorded in Volume 1421, Page 4 of the Deed Records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Hale Drake Edition to the City of Woodway, recorded in Volume 1739, Page 444 of the Deed Records of McLennan County, Texas.
Is there a second for that motion?
A second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. All right, that motion is carried, and we will move on to item number 6 on the agenda, which is for discussion and consider action on approval of a preliminary plat for Lot 26, Block 4, Lake Forest Edition, Phase 2, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a part of that called 41.927-acre Parcel 2, Track 1, described in a deed to LFRP Limited, recorded under instrument number 20060376604 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of Lot 25, Block 4 of the Lake Forest Edition to the City of Woodway, recorded under instrument number 2008-0287 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. All right, Keisha.
This item is for a preliminary plat for an existing residential lot and tract acreage within Phase 2 of the Lake Forest subdivision. City staff is recommending approval on this plat.
Any questions about this?
It's already platted, right?
There is a portion, you can kind of see it where the blue line is there. That portion of the property was already a platted lot within the subdivision. The remainder was tract acreage within the subdivision that was never platted, because that road that runs right there stops right there. Uh-huh. This applicant is seeking to plat the entire property together into one lot into Lake Forest 2.
Okay, so it'd be part of the...
Yes, so it's a platted lot and then tract acreage that needs to be platted.
And how many acres is the tract acreage?
Let's see what that wound up being.
41.927 acre?
Is yes.
That's a hunk of land.
Yes, yeah. And he's platting it into one lot. At this point, he's seeking to build a house.
on 41 acres.
It says on 13.842.
Yes.
Huh? The legal description. That's just the total tract.
That's just total tract.
That's coming out.
Yeah.
Part of that acre.
So probably about an acre and a half. Big lot, not a moment.
So the...
There are no conditions on this.
No, it is an approval.
Okay.
Okie doke. I put the motion to recommend approval of preliminary plat for Lot 26, Block 4, Lake Forest Addition, Phase 2, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a part of that called 41.927-acre parcel to Track 1, described in a deed to LFRP Limited, recorded under instrument number 20060376004 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of Lot 25, Block 4 of the Lake Forest Addition to the City of Woodway, recorded under instrument number 20080202 87 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
I second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. All right, the motion is approved. All right, the next item on our agenda, agenda item number 7, is discussion and consider action on, and I believe this is also a conditional approval, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1, Mary Evelyn Long Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being all of that called 1.34-acre tract described in deed to Mary Evelyn Long, recorded under instrument number 20130023 86 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. So, you can tell us all about this one.
This item is a preliminary plat of tract acreage on Harbor Drive. The tract holds an existing single-family residence built in 1963. City staff is recommending a conditional approval. The city engineer's letter is attached, detailing any missing items or corrections. And once these items have been addressed, you'll see it again.
And I believe this one will also require an escarpment plan to be...
Yes, that is detailed in the letter as well. That's one of the items that's missing. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Other questions, discussion for Keisha, anyone?
I make a motion that we approve the preliminary plat for Lot 1, Block 1, Mary Evelyn Long Addition to City of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas. Being all of that called 1.34-acre tract, described in a deed to Mary Evelyn Long, recorded under instrument number 201-300-2386 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, with the additions needed to be done.
For the conditional
yeah,
approval.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed, same sign. All right, the item number 7 on the agenda is approved, so we will move on to item number 8, which is discussion and considering action on approval of a final plat for Lot 1, Block 1, J. Rowe Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being the remainder of that called 2.66-acre tract described in a deed to William J. Rowe and wife Sally J. Rowe, recorded under instrument number 20180308 69 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
All right. This item is for a final plat of the residential property located at 100 Broughton Drive. The commission has already seen and approved the preliminary plat for this property. We are recommending approval of this final plat.
Any questions for Keisha?
You're going to build a house, I guess.
They are currently under construction. The plat is actually a method of cleaning up some ambiguous language from the previous Broughton Addition plat.
Right.
It left the fate of this lot a little ambiguous. And the determination was that they were okay to build, but they've elected to proceed with the platting process just to eliminate any future concerns.
Smart.
Any other questions or comments, discussion on this item? Anyone care to make a motion for this one?
I guess we'll make a motion to approve final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the J. Rowe Addition to the City of Woodway in Clinton County, Texas, being the remainder of that called 2.66-acre tract described in a deed to William J. Rowe and wife Sally J. Rowe, recorded under instrument number 201-803-0869 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
All right. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. All right, the motion is approved for this final plat. All right, Keisha, would you like to share any staff updates?
There are no staff updates at this time.
No
thank you.
No staff updates. Oh, time for my favorite motion of the night, and I can't make
it. You can't make it. I'll make it for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
I'll
you
make
so much.
Adjourn.
All right, any second on that?
Second.
All in favor? All right, thank you. All right, meeting adjourned at 5:19 p.m.
Yep.